Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The headline is surprising. Riyadh appoints envoy to Palestinians amid push for Saudi-Israeli ties. That's right. Palestinians, Israelis, and the Saudi Arabians, especially one, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The subhead, the Saudi Foreign Ministry said its ambassador to Jordan would jointly serve as an envoy to the Palestinians. I welcome Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to help me sort out this complicated headline. Jonathan, as I understand it, Saudi Arabia has always had its ambassador in Jordan have a portfolio of the Palestinians, but this is a much bigger announcement from the headline in the Times. Why? Why now? What does it mean about Saudi Arabia and Palestine, Saudi Arabia and Israel? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, this is the announcement by the ambassador Naif bin Bandar al-Sudairi. He is now being called the non-resident ambassador to the state of Palestine, which is how the Palestinians prefer to be recognized at the UN. Of course, this is not a UN-recognized country. It's not the 194th country at the UN. But according to the General Assembly, it is. And according to the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, it is. So that's significant in and of itself that the Saudis would acknowledge this publicly. But they also are calling Ambassador al-Sudairi the consul general to Jerusalem. And I think what the way that we understand this, at least for now, is that this is happening amidst ongoing discussions between the United States, Saudi Arabia, and perhaps indirectly Israel, about a possible normalization agreement that could take place in the coming months. And so for Saudi Arabia to be able to do this and to be able to justify this to its own population and perhaps to the broader Muslim world, the Saudis will need to acknowledge some of the Palestinians' demands. And this would include their claim on parts of East Jerusalem and perhaps just the recognition of a future state, if you will, as they look toward the future.
A future state. And again, because I've traveled there, it's always confusing to me what we're talking about. There's Gaza and there's the West Bank, and they don't meet. They're very far apart. So do the Saudis have a different vision of the future, or is this about intentionality and not factuality?
This is certainly not about factuality. I mean, the Palestinians are about as far from unity as one can imagine. You've got Hamas in control of the Gaza Strip, the PLO in control of the West Bank. As you suggest, there's about 30 miles separating the two of them. There are barriers around both territories that the Israelis have placed there for security reasons, dating back to a campaign of suicide bombings from the years 2000 to 2005. They are not anywhere near unity, really, actually dating back to 2007 when a civil war erupted in the Gaza Strip. So the idea that somehow these two territories are one and the same, it's just simply not factual. It's not realistic. That said, the Saudis do need to, in some way, acknowledge the aspirations of the Palestinians if they are to be able to move forward with the United States and Israel. Right now, we are hearing from the Biden administration that progress is being made. There have been several trips taken by senior Biden administration officials speaking to Saudis in Riyadh, and they're coming back talking about a roadmap. They're talking about progress that's being made toward normalization. There is an envoy, Dan Shapiro, former ambassador to Israel, who is now an envoy to normalization agreements. And there are other senior White House officials who are involved. So this does appear to be pretty far along down the road. I still have my doubts as to what can be achieved in the short amount of time that they've allotted for themselves. But this is certainly an interesting maneuver taken by the Saudis that could be, and I'll stress could, it could be an indication of additional progress.
Does this connect to the Abraham Accords?
Well, yes, you're right. I mean, the Abraham Accords of 2000, right? We saw the UAE and Bahrain and Morocco and Sudan, which, of course, is a different story at this point. But we've got three countries at this point that have sustained their relationships with Israel since 2020. And now we are looking at a potential add-on. And it's always been seen across the region that the Saudis gave a green light to their allies to enter into these normalization agreements and that they were going to wait and see how sustainable they were and how beneficial they were. And that if it looked like the coast was clear, that they might take additional steps themselves. The Trump administration actually indicated that the Saudis were on the cusp of making such a move before Trump was voted out of office. It took a little while for the Biden administration to try to jumpstart this process again, but at least from right now, from all appearances, things seem to be heating back up again. This is, I think, good news for the region. It's good news for Israel, probably good news for Saudi Arabia, and it could even be good news for the Palestinians if they allow themselves to become part of this broader normalization process.
Another turn of the screw in China Daily, which is heavily influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. The headline, leaders of Egypt, Jordan, Palestine urge for ending Israeli occupation, peace talks revival. Photograph of the King of Jordan, of the President of Egypt, Mr. El-Sisi, and of course, Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinians once upon a time elected. Does this trio fit into MBS's vision of the future?
I think so. What's interesting here is that these are the previous peace partners of Israel, right? It started with the Egyptians in the late 1970s. Then the Palestinians recognized Israel in 1993. And then we saw the Jordanians follow suit in 1995. And so what we're watching right now is a trio of countries that are not exactly comfortable with the direction of normalization without ending Israel's presence in the West Bank and without watching Israel yield Jerusalem or Eastern Jerusalem to the Palestinians. So right now, these are the outliers, if you will, of the normalization process, but they still maintain their relationship with Israel. And so I think what they're trying to do is to push back a bit on the Saudis and whatever the Saudis are thinking about in terms of normalization. These three entities are trying to say, don't forget about our demands. I think this was very clear symbolism. This was very clear messaging on their part. It'll be interesting to see whether they have any influence whatsoever on the Saudis, who have their own separate track with the Biden administration and with the Israelis.
And Mohammed bin Salman, is he the driver of all of these potential changes?
I believe so. I believe that without Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudis would not be on the trajectory that they're on. And I think you need to just take a step back and look at the changes that he has driven, granting rights toward women, allowing the country to open up and to liberalize, from restaurants to movie theaters to just a range of other sort of entertainment options, an attempt to drive the country's economy into one that weans itself off of oil. All of these things are happening while he's pushing for normalization with Israel and the broader world, for that matter. Of course, this is a very flawed reformer, but one cannot discount the immense influence that he has had in the liberalization of this country.
Jonathan Schanzer for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.